You're listening to SBS News.
When police began searching for car thieves, they say they opened fire on a car as it travelled through a roadblock without stopping. But inside the vehicle was journalist Arshad Sharif, who has worked in primetime television for years. He recently fled his home due to threats on his life, but it's unclear when exactly he arrived in Kenya. An advocate for Mr. Sharif's family, Samuel Kandia, says he does not want to preempt any investigation findings into the death.
Preliminary reports tend to point to the commission of an offence. I would not want to go into much detail because this is an active investigation. And we would just wish to appeal for calm, as it is right now.
Former Pakistan leader Imran Khan has condemned the killing of the 50-year-old, stating he died because of his journalistic work. It's believed 9 bullets hit the car and 1 struck Mr. Sharif. Family spokesperson Mr. Kandia says he is yet to receive a report into the fatality.
The police may want to have a chance to talk to these particular witnesses, whoever it may be, and a concise report will be filed at the eventual stage.
Pakistan's Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Mariam Aounzeb, has visited Mr. Sharif's residence.
The Prime Minister has directed Interior and Foreign Ministries that all the procedural and administrative work should be completed as soon as possible. He has directed Interior Ministry to remain in contact with Kenyan police in Nairobi to get a complete end-to-end investigation of the incident.
The Foreign Minister of Pakistan, Bilawal Bhutto Zardari, explains his leader is in talks with Kenya's President William Ruto.
Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has spoken by phone with the Kenyan president and has requested him to ensure an investigation into this incident. We hope this investigation will be completed as soon as possible and shared with us.
Pakistan's High Commissioner to Kenya, Saklan Sieda, says this event is an unfortunate development for bilateral relations between the two countries. She says she's asked the Kenyan government to conduct a thorough investigation.
It was a mistaken identity case in which our very senior journalist who was visiting Kenya was shot and he expired in the accident. It is very unfortunate, and the investigation will ensue after this. We have already done the post-mortem and we are trying to send the body back home to the family.
But there are also calls for Pakistan's government to establish a judicial inquiry. Hamid Mir is from the media community.
The journalist community in Pakistan is demanding an immediate inquiry about the target killing of Arshad Sharif in Kenya. Many political parties are also supporting this demand. We want that the government of Pakistan must form a judicial commission to investigate the murder.
The wife of Mr. Sharif is requesting privacy. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.